Fans, our cage has lowered into place, and once these two men are in it, the door will be locked. Hold on to your hats, because coming up next, it's going to be True Greatness Michael Morrison taking on the Spectre for the WWA Heavyweight Championship. As the cage awaits its two victims, let's go to the ring for our opening introductions.
Is a WWA Heavyweight Championship bout. The rules in this match are simple. To win, you must either pin your opponent or escape the cage. Submissions do not count, and there will be no disqualification. To the ring, he weighed in at 270 pounds, and he hails from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the current WWA Heavyweight Champion. I give to you True Greatness, Michael Morrison.
As Morrison enters the cage, I can say this with confidence about a wrestler who just doesn't give up. Look, Mike Morrison is a survivor. He has defeated all the people that Mr. Batiste has put in his way. And right now, inside the cage, appearing through the mesh, is a Mike Morrison who doesn't have a vendor at his side tonight. No, he doesn't, folks. And he doesn't appear to be smiling either. If Morrison is to defeat the Spectre, he's going to have to be focused. And as he surveys the massive structure that surrounds him, it's time to meet his opponent.
And now the challenger. He comes to us from parts unknown and is undefeated since he's been here in WWA. Coming down the aisle with his pet hyena, Spot. This is the Spectre!
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't hyenas wild, Adam? Hey, Spectre! Are you not? Don't put that thing by me. Nice doggy. Nice doggy. Oh, my. Does it bite? Oh, oh, my God. Come on, Spectre. This is crazy. Get that thing out of here. Oh, great. He just peed on the floor. Well, you know what? I'm not cleaning that up, Spectre. I'm not cleaning it up. I'll tell you what. You better worry about Mike Morrison in the cage right now, because you're going to find out why he's one of the best in the world at his craft. That's right. Hey, oh, my God. Spectre, it bites. Well, as I move my seat away from this rabid animal, and the seconds close the door, Mike Morrison, oh, he just charged and he connected with a huge left, and the Spectre's returning fire, and Morrison is reeling back into the cage. Irish whip into the opposite corner with a thud, and taking Morrison by the hair, the Spectre smashes his opponent into the support beam. Hard forearm to the back, and followed by a nasty chop to the chest, and oh my God, what a jaw-snapping punch to the chin. Morrison face first into the steel for a second time, and this gives Spectre the ability to land another chop. Spectre rolls with the headbutt, and would you look at that purple hair freak take it to the champion BACW style. Single-handed choke on Morrison and toss him into the ropes. Here comes Michael Morrison on the rebound. Wild clothesline from Spectre misses the mark, and coming off the ropes, Morrison drives into Spectre with an awesome shoulder block, and down goes the Spectre. Quick neck breaker slows the pace, giving Morrison time to recover and climb in the cage. Morrison's trying to escape early. Spectre is up, and he's got Morrison by the boot. The champion kicks Spectre off, and coming off the rope, high cross body lock, and Spectre catches Morrison in air. What strength from the big man. Faraway slam by Spectre skins the champion across the logo, and Spectre's going for the win. Shoulders to the canvas for a one, two, three, but Morrison escapes, and this one's going to continue. Spectre has been slow, deliberate, and methodical inside the cage, but as this match continues to evolve, either Spectre's going to simply run out of gas, or Mike Morrison's going to lose his title. Pulling the champion from the logo, Spectre softens him up with another nasty punch. Frying pan chops already to the riddled red chest of the champion. Oh, another chop for good measure. Morrison counters with a thumb to the eye, and the Spectre is blind, and giving Michael Morrison once again time to climb the cage. No, wait. He's stopping at the top rope, and the Spectre still can't see. Oh, the turnbuckle. Oh, Spectre with a shoulder block to the chin knocks Morrison socks into Never Never Land. And is it me, or does Spectre look like world championship material inside this cage? Suplex by Spectre rocks the spine Carson into the corner. The Spectre serves up another order of chops. And back into the opposite side of the cage. Here comes Spectre like 18 wheeler on crack. Morrison counters a charge with a big boot. And folks, that's why you can never count Michael Morrison out of a match until the fat lady sings. Morrison cries out for blood and slamming Spectre's head into the support column of the cage. Spectre is busted open bad. Down goes the Spectre with blood gushing from a gash in his forehead and intertwining his fingers in the mesh. Morrison begins to stomp a vicious butthole in the challenger. Repeated kicks to the head open up the cut even further, and fans, the Spectre doesn't appear to be laughing now. Pulling the blood-covered Spectre to his feet, Morrison fires into his flesh with an awesome killer chop to the chest. Again, again, punches and punches, and my God, Michael Morrison is covered in the blood of his opponent. Spectre collapses, and Morrison's going for the pin. One, two, no, Spectre gets his shoulder up, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Folks, Spectre is now extremely hurt, and Morrison is still uncut, but something tells me if Spectre falls at the hands of Michael Morrison, he's still not gonna quit fighting. Morrison uses the flesh-ripping cage as a carnivorous device of mutilation, and there goes Spectre, face first, out of control, right into the cage. And right now it appears that Morrison has the better of the two strategies. Spectre has gotten on all fours, and here comes Morrison charging from across the ring. Oh, hard kick to the face of the challenger, and as Spectre flops over onto his back, look out, free falling elbow to the jaw, and we have another press. One, two, Spectre kicks out, folks, and this one's going to continue. I'm looking into the cage, and right now the canvas is covered with the blood of the Spectre, and as Michael Morrison continues to pour on the brutality, I'm not sure exactly, well, I'm not sure exactly what Mike Morrison is doing in the... Hey, that's one of the tangos. Oh, good Lord Almighty. He's got it around Spectre's throat. And look at the blood pulsing from the forehead of the Spectre. And my God, somebody stop this match. Morrison releases a choke and applies a sweeping forearm across the head of the Spectre. And it's followed by a pinpoint kick to the head. And yanking the blood-soaked challenger to his feet, Morrison tosses him into the ropes with the Irish whip. No, reversal by Spectre. Damn, Mike Morrison runs right into a big boot. And down goes the champion. Spectre runs his hands over his face and seeing the crimson mess and his hands covered in blood, the Spectre starts to shake with rage, collecting the stunned Morrison and jamming his head between his thighs. Spectre unleashes a hellacious powerbomb, and did you see Morrison's head bounce off the canvas like a Super Bowl? Hard right by Spectre, and a challenger right now is dragging the champion over to the cage. Spectre looks into the crowd with crazy eyes and slamming Morrison's head into the steel. Over and over and over and over again, the champion is cut, folks. Mike Morrison is now bleeding buckets for WWA. Hip up by the Spectre, followed by a kick to the midsection, and down goes the champion flat on his back. Taking Morrison by the leg, the Spectre leans in. Slingshot into the cage, and face first goes Morrison, and he looks like he's just been in a car wreck. Morrison staggers up, and the blood cake Spectre is there to unload with a desperation clothesline from hell. And this one has to be over. One, two, no shoulder up by the champion. And does there appear to be no quit in Mike Morrison, or is it just me? It must not be just me, because Spectre can't believe it either. And pulling Morrison off the canvas, up and down onto Logan with a chokeslam. And how much more can either of these men take or dish out? One, two, Morrison rolls through once again, and fans, the only way the Spectre is going to pin Michael Morrison is if somebody gives him a gun. Off the canvas by the head comes the champion. Oh, low brings Spectre down to his knees. Hard boot to the stomach is followed by Morrison and sends the Spectre face first into the canvas and hooking the leg. It's Morrison's turn for the cover. One, two, three. No, Spectre kicks out, folks, and believe it or not, this one is still gonna continue. Throughout this match, both men have taken a beating, and Morrison has already stated that his body is temporary, but his WWE heavyweight reign, well, that will be eternal. Morrison is once again trying to escape the cage, and he's climbing up to that top, and he's got one foot over the railing. He has to get the other one over, and if he does, this match is all over. No, Spectre has him by the wrestling tights, and Spectre is now climbing the cage too. Look at these two men exchange punches and chops at the apex of this extreme device. All hell is breaking loose at the top of the cage. Spectre just smashed Michael Morrison's head onto the top railing of the cage, and Morrison is now slumped over at the top. The Spectre is taking hold of the champion's head. No, don't do that. Here comes the pain. Oh, my God. Reverse timing cutter off the top of the cage, and this place has exploded. Spectre is down. Morrison is down. And both are barely moving, but wait a minute. Look at that. also now starting to stir right behind the Spectre. The Spectre is crawling on his hands and knees, and he's begging for the door to be open. The Spectre's going to try to win. Morrison is trying to get to the Spectre before he can exit. And Wheeler race to the opening of the cage. The Spectre's body's out, but Morrison has a vital foot, and he's pulling Spectre back into the cage. My God! Spectre flips over and kicks Morrison right in the face, and his boot comes off, and Morrison goes tumbling into the ring. The Spectre crawls down the stairs and onto the mat. My God! Spectre has shocked the world. Spectre is the brand new WWE Heavyweight Champion. Oh my God! And look at Morrison holding the Spectre's boot. Morrison can't believe his eyes. My voice is almost shot, folks, and inside the ring, Michael Morrison is exhausted, and one has to wonder if Morrison is ever going to recover from this hellacious match with the Spectre as the cage begins its ascent back up to the arena ceiling. Let's go to the ring for our official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by escaping the cage first, and new WWE Heavyweight Champion, the Spectre!
Barely able to walk and clutching the WWE title against his chest is our new champion and fan. Uh-oh. What's he doing here? Down the ring and with the steel chair, Derek Parks just whacks the champion over the head with a chair shot from hell. And Morrison is now ordering Parks to throw the Spectre back into the ring. And I have a feeling this one's gonna get ugly real fast. Irish whip into the ropes by Parks on the Spectre. Oh! Thunderstruck finisher. The Spectre wobbles towards JBU Stunner. The NWO is out pounding the living daylights out of the Spectre. And we need someone to cut out here to aid the Spectre. We need a knight in shining white armor. We need Daryl Bazile. Down the aisle, Bazile picks up right where he was last week. And down goes Parks and Morrison, courtesy of a double clothesline. Bazile tosses Parks from the ring and pointing to Morrison, the crowd now gets to their feet. Looping the arm up into the air. Final judgment finisher on Michael Morrison, and Daryl Bazile points down to Morrison, telling him that he's going to pay for last month's defeat. Up the aisle and staggering up to the top of the ramp is the Spectre, who is still covered and caked in his own blood, and he is completely and utterly in shock. That's it, folks. Believe it or not, we are out of time. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Spectre. Natus has appeared from behind the Spectre, and Natus told the world tonight that he was going to kill Spectre and make him a quadriplegic if he ever won a major title before Sam Natus. Look, Sam Natus is sick and damn tired of waiting for his turn. Oh, he just pounded Spectre in the back with his sledgehammer. Natus pulls him to his feet and jamming Spectre's head between his thighs. What? Natus, what's he pointing to? Oh, my God. Sam, that's too far. Sam Natus is now pointing down to a table below the ramp, and that has to be about 8 feet to the ground. Sam, no, there's nothing but concrete under that table. Sam, I beg of you. Looking into the ring, Bazile gives a thumbs down, and here comes the power.
Oh, my God!
Triple six sit-out powerbomb off the stage and through the table. Natus and the Spectre are lying in the rubble of wood and metal, and God only knows what else. Cables. Michael Morrison has been to hell and back. Derek Parks can't believe what just took place outside this ring. And the only man standing over the logo is the future, Daryl Bazile. Fans, we are completely out of time. So on behalf of the WWE eWrestling.org and the suspended Mr. Mattee, we bid you good night from what's left of the Frank Irwin Arena. And we'll see you all next week when the Spectre will be defending the WWE Heavyweight Championship belt against three men. Derek Cheap Shot Parks, Evil Sam Natus, and the guy who is out pointing at the Spectre, Daryl Bazile. My God, what a show. Hey, did that hyena just take a crap?
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.